The following program is for adult audiences only.
The Podcast Playground.
Hooray! Running on empty with Mr. Windy.
Are we on?
Yes, you're live on the air. This is the Mr. Windy Show. He is running on empty, and I hear he can't really run for shit anyways. That's why we're all here. Special edition of the Mr. Windy program. It's your show. Go ahead, Charles.
Don't spew any lies and stuff. I made a series of mistakes, Gentry. You know, I slapped the shit out of you. I slapped the shit out of either one of them guys. But we did a foot race, and I wore my fucking special $210 fly like the lightning and the wind shoes. And in fact, I learned on the internet that Nike Viper Max are not meant to run in. They're not running shoes. They feel like you're running on sponges. I'm a fucking 250-pound bowling ball smoked me off the fucking line because my shoes were like running on sponges. And as soon as I seen that guy bolt ahead of me like that, I was like, oh, fuck. I'm fucking fucked here, man. And he fucking just blew me the fuck away. My $210 shoes, fuck them. They're like running on cakes and sponges on the bottom of your feet and see how fucking fast you can fucking run, man.
Well, it sounds like the disappointment in your voice. I can hear it. And you're slurring your words, so I can tell you've been drinking heavily since the loss.
Hang on. Okay. Let me slow down. I am not slurring my words. What it is I don't have my top teeth in. They're somewhere else. I think they're up there in my fucking van. And so I'm not slurring my words. I am not intoxicated. I'm not slurring shit. You may hear me fumble with certain words that start with an F, like fucking this or fucking that. And I slur those words because I don't have my top teeth in my top lip. It's not big enough to override the fact that I don't have my fucking top teeth.
Well, we do have somebody on the phone with a lot of teeth. He's got all of his teeth. Finster.
Who does?
Finster is joining us as well. He's a witness to what happened today. What's up, Finster?
I would like to point out the fact that I paid good money to get Wendy's teeth here from Blackjack, Texas.
Yeah, but wait a minute, man. Wait a minute. It's hard. Everybody says you have to get used to wearing them teeth. I cannot get used to getting used to wearing the teeth. I can't drink beer. I can't drink whiskey. I can't eat food. I don't know how anybody can get used to doing that. I have learned that maybe I should be gluing them in a different spot, and I'll try that next time I try it. But I can't. They say you got to get used to wearing fake teeth like George Washington with wooden teeth. You got to get used to wearing them. I can't get used to getting used to that.
Aren't you staying with a pretty lady this weekend? You probably want to have your teeth in if you want to get any action.
Wait a minute. What did you say?
You heard me. I said, aren't you staying with a pretty young lady this weekend?
Let me tell you something about that right there.
Yeah, who is this lovely lady?
I say she's sitting right over there, and she'll come over here and join the show anytime you want to. I stay downstairs. It's a three-bedroom.
Oh, we're not.
No, they're saying, aren't you sleeping with a pretty young lady? Okay, well, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe if you had your teeth in, you might score.
Damn, you're getting ready to get me in trouble with her.
I am curious, because now I could ask this on your airwaves. If you two are doing the dance with no pants.
I want you to know something, Finster, on my show. You don't got to watch your mouth. You can cuss. You can do anything. We're not live on the air, KLT and all that stuff, so I can say whatever. And so her and I have already, she's sitting right there. She's sitting right there. And she does what she does, and I do what I do. And we just know, listen, come over here.
Does she have all her teeth?
She wants to know if you and me are doing it.
Oh, come on, Finster. I hope to God that was a joke. Hello?
Hold on. You drove over an hour to go pick him up, and he's been staying with you for days.
He leaves tomorrow, and I can't wait because he drives me crazy. I looked over at the kitchen table a few minutes ago. He decided that he needed, the doctor said he needs more water. I look over, and he's drinking my mild pepper, banana peppers, shit out of the jar. I'm like, I have to disinfect every time he leaves. I got to do all this shit. No, this is not fun for me. Plus, I'm dog sitting, so I've got four dogs and one senior citizen. So that's all I got to say. And I'm high as fuck. When I walk out the door at KLTJ, I'm like, he leaves tomorrow because I can only take so much.
Well, I'm start bickering.
Okay, so there was a race today between Mr. Windy and Omelette, I hear about.
Yeah, and I think the real winner here was Father Time.
Oh, my fucking God.
Hey, Charles, you can't do a fucking show with you piping up and dogs barking and chicks yelling. All right, if you're a true broadcaster, you need to pull up your bootstraps and let's do a fucking show.
Hold on. Hold on.
Get it together.
I just shut the fuck up for a minute. I just got told, can you put the phone on speaker because I don't know what was being said before. So I'm on the phone with you. So I did have a road race with a fucking 255-pound fucking bowling ball.
All right, I heard from you. Let's hear from Finster. What really happened today?
Well, Gentry, I got to tell you, I raced Mr. Windy about 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Not only did he beat me, he ran the last bit of the race backwards, laughing in my face.
Right. God damn, what happened?
Hey, do you want me to tell this story or not?
Go ahead. All right.
So this is the Windy that I was expecting. Plus, the O man is really being shaped like an O man, if you know what I mean. He is not, he's somewhere right now not working.
So let's get a tale of the tape. How old is the O man right now?
Omelette will be 53 or 54 this August.
So he's got him in that department a little younger, Mr. Windy. What are you, 65?
Yep.
Collected Social Security anyway. Windy told us he was 62 today, and he's telling you 65 right now. But
what about the weigh-in? How much does the old man weigh?
Well, oh, he's 2.5 easy.
And what about you, Chuck? How much do you weigh?
175.
Yeah, but Charles is a full B cup. Don't be fooled. I've seen him on the internet.
What the fuck does that mean?
It might be a C cup. It means you got big tits.
God damn it. Okay.
I noticed he didn't rebut. Listen, I bet he could hold a pencil. I bet he can hold a pencil underneath one of his flapjacks.
Man.
I get hungry for the IHOP every time I see him.
Anyway, man, walk up to me and say they want to suck my kid. I'm not doing that, man.
Whoa, what is the? This took a weird turn.
Yeah. I'm saying, you're saying that I have had grown men pinch my tits, and I have had grown men fucking say I want to suck your kids. I'm like, wait a fucking minute, man. You're a man. You're sucking my dick.
You can tell he's a broken man today after losing this race.
Bullshit.
Yeah, and I don't know what side of the road truck stops you're going to the bathroom in, where all these men are offering to grab and do things to you orally.
Wait a minute. You know, you heard Omelette tell you in the bar at the undisclosed location that the woman said she wanted to see my package. I never said, hey, you want to see my package? I never said that.
His package would be delivered a day later with the speed he moves. You should sue Nike.
You get
those shoes and the performance. At your age, I think now you need something with more art.
Hang on.
Maybe a stick I mean, I've seen old men get out of recliners faster than you.
Yeah,
got
but mother, listen, man, motherfucker, on my show, I don't got to worry about what I say. And I set that on the wrong foot, and I took off on the wrong fucking foot. And as soon as that guy, that bowling ball, that 250-pound bowling ball, got the jump on me, I was like, man, I am fucking fucked.
How much did he beat him by?
I mean, I sent you video, Gentry, but I want to say 10 to 12 feet.
Hey, it was bad. I was beat by 10 to 12 feet at the starting block, and I didn't like it. And I was like, I guess I'll just go ahead and try to make something out of this and go ahead and run to the end of the line.
If people are questioning you issuing these Social Security checks, just send them the video of you trying to run.
Hey, I knew I had lost the race after the first fucking step.
And Gentry, Charles shows up with a Coke bottle, and you could see through whatever liquid was in this. And I thought it would be like spinach to Popeye.
No.
Instead, no. Chuck don't have it in the tank no more. He still has it in the mouth, but he says the legs can't get it.
Joker,
the body's giving out.
Joker, listen. I did no stretching. I wasn't wearing shorts like the bowling ball. I was wearing blue jeans. And under my blue jeans, I had thermal underwear because I'm not from Michigan. And I was layered up. I had thermal top under my eat shit fucking shirt.
It sounds like you're a loser that's bad at losing.
I don't know if you can hear the excuse train in the distance, but I hear it starting to approach the station.
No, there is no excuse train. I will tell you a true story. Shelly and I were here. She said, are you going to put your shorts on? Are you going to take your blue jeans off? I said, my thermal, shut the fuck up.
Choo-choo. Oh, there goes the train.
My fucking thermal underwear was all ripped up. The knees are tore out. And I didn't want to fucking run a race with some pretty blue shorts and a pretty black shirt and a pretty red shirt that says eat shit on it. And because I thought I looked like shit. So I told Shelly this morning, I said, I'm going to have to run this race in full-fledged fucking blue jeans and my fucking shoes and hope that my blue jeans and my tore-up thermal underwear underneath them will not hamper me. Well, guess what? They hampered me bad.
You know what else hampered you is 62 birthdays.
No. Well, that could be a part of this, but I'll tell you something. I'll run that fat motherfucker naked. We'll run fucking naked. No shoes, no boots, no nothing.
I'm going to save you at this point, Chuck. I mean, I think you may want to transition into what you told me, challenging him to a longer race. What do you want to say to the old man? You believe you could beat him in more of a long distance run than rather than a 40-yard dash.
Hey, I am a distance runner. That's what I did. I ran 5 miles. All through high school, I was never a sprinter. I have short legs. I'm 5'11", but I wear number 30 blue jeans. I have short legs. I'm not a sprinter, but I do have good lungs. And I didn't start smoking until I was 38 years old. So I can run.
Years ago.
What the fuck? What? I can run. Mister, why don't you and me and Ahmed? I'm not going to call him Island anymore. I'm just going to call him the bowling ball. Why don't you and me and the bowling ball see how far you can run if we run 5 miles? Not challenge me to, you got to run 30 feet and haul ass. I beat you 10 years ago. Fine. My bad. Okay.
Let's get that life policy written up before we do this marathon, though. That's what I'd like to do. So I don't think you'll make it through it. You'll be dead.
Shut up, Jesse. I ran Finster in a road race about 15 years ago, but we were on.
You sound like Springsteen with your glory days. I've heard enough.
For a minute. We ran on a gravel road, where I could take my shoes off and run on gravel. Today, we're running on goddamn Front Street, which is being repaired, and a bunch of new pavement, and now you got to pound your feet on new pavement. If we ran on gravel or the... Oh, listen, you know what? Tell either one of these son of bitches, either one of them, we'll run. Let's go run in the fucking surf. Let's run in the surf on the beach at Grand Traverse Bay. Let's swim 100 yards and see. I'll do a fucking backflap on fucking men. That fucking they want to. Here's what Fister does. I'm gonna tell you a true story. He likes to challenge me, like he wanted me to fight. Had a few Lou one time in a boxing ring. I'm not getting in the ring and fighting somebody for you. And now you want me to run somebody on a foot race down a hard road, right, with whatever. So I accept each other. But listen, I played the game. I played the Redneck Olympics, and I got railroaded by a number of fucking women. I never said, listen, bullshit. I fucking said I'll beat that one little motherfucker. And then I wound up being in the goddamn railroaded bunch of women. A professional bowler wants to bowl against me. PBR bowler. And then, even then, I was matching her strike for strike, spare for spare, all the way to the end. And I swear to God, at the end, it came down to the last fucking ball. And that bitch bowled a fucking spare, and I left one pin. I lost like 258 to 257. So that's now I lost to her.
Sounds like we keep hearing the same song and the same dance, man.
And Gentry, what you don't know, I don't know if he told you, after he lost, losing the bet, he had to dress up in a dress and walk right down Front Street, the very street he got whooped on today.
Yeah.
And then it got put on a billboard.
Yeah.
I'm Mr. Five Wendy, and I got beat by a girl.
Yep.
Oh, he probably liked getting in that dress, though, Mr. Wendy did. This feminine
in
side.
Order to get him out of it.
Hey, I was, when I was in that fucking thing, I was like, you know what? Whatever, you guys. Yeah, you played me. I said to that one girl, I said, there's no way that any woman will beat me at any fucking thing. I was talking to her. And then Olympic swimmers showed up, I'll beat you. A professional bowler showed up, I'll beat you. And then they said the one thing that I won, an arm wrestling contest, they forgot to mention that was the baddest fucking woman in all of Northern Michigan. Bullshit. Chrissy Batten 1,000. She's a woman that'll fucking spin any fucking man. And listen, we were in a tussle all the way. I'm like, I can't lose this. So I ended up putting her down. The fucking shooting a competition with a goddamn paintball gun. I never shot a paintball gun. Bowling against a goddamn professional bowler. And I had her all the way to the 10th frame. And then what's the other one? Oh, that fucking swimmer. I jump in the fucking lake, in the fucking pool. And she's a goddamn Olympic swimmer. Get the fuck. I never said I could beat the shit.
All right. All of that was well over a decade ago. The headline today was you were like molasses off that line. All these years of running your mouth did not translate to running a race today.
You're making
and
me mad.
I think that it was great entertainment. And now, as losing Gentry, he will have to get on stage at Camp Omelet dressed as Taylor Swift and sing one of her songs karaoke in front of 1,000 people live.
Now I'm going to need your help on that one, Gentry. How do I do that?
I would do Shake It Off. I'd probably get the crowd going.
Of course the one he's got to do.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll do it. Shake It Off. And you know what? Fisher, you know what? You want to be funny? I'll do shake it off and I'll throw my fucking clothes off. Fuck y'all.
I think at this point it's time to wrap up the show, Charles. You're about to get yourself into some real trouble here. You've had one too many. Me and Finster have better things to do than listen to you spat at the mouth, all drunk here. But happy Friday to you anyhow.
And I'll beat your ass again.
I see how fast you move. I just watched the video.
No.
It's all over. It's all over for you.
No. Listen, punks. I want y'all to understand that somebody, people that have the right intuition, they will come back and wind up slapping the shit out of every motherfucker that thinks that it's all over.
This reminds me of Elvis towards the end. You know, the fat one. You're like fat Elvis. You know, when he couldn't sing he couldn't dance anymore.
He died
on the toilet. The fat one. You know the Elvis I'm talking about.
I am. I do feel like I'm Elvis. When he died, my mother in 78, my mother was terribly disappointed. He was fat and he was losing it. And it bothered my mother that much. But I believe that I can pull out one time. If I can just, I may not be as good as I always was, but I will be as good once as I always am. You know what I'm saying?
Somehow Paul Walker is still faster than you.
Yeah.
Hang on.
That's in the dirt.
Listen. I will be around until I'm 125 years old, so if you guys want to dance, man, let's fucking dance. I understand. Running a goddamn 40-yard sprint.
You okay? You all right over there?
Yep. Mr. Winded.
Yeah, I like that name, Mr. Winded. He can't breathe.
Hey. Two crackpots. I want to run a distance race. I want to run a 5 mile. Yeah, fuck. You fucking guys got no fucking. They used to call me Iron Lung. Iron Lung when I ran the 5 mile and the 10K. Well,
now they call you Iron Shooter because you can't move fast at all.
No, listen. I overstepped my bounds. I recognize that. Listen, when I saw Omelette wearing fucking shorts, and I'm like, fuck, I'm wearing blue jeans. And under
you would
my
have thought when you woke up this morning and you saw tits,
Hey, under my blue jeans are thermal underwear. Under my shirt that says eat shit and die is a thermal shirt.
By the way, that's not what the shirt says at all. And you've changed it 3 times. It actually says eat me.
Okay, well, same difference. Eat shit and die.
No, you're making it sound cooler than it is.
Listen, I understand what happened.
Can you congratulate the winner? Why don't you congratulate the O-Man? And let's wrap this show up, because that's all you have left to do.
Hey, to the O-Man, to the 250-pound bowling ball, I will say, man, when they said 1, 2, 3, go, and you took 3 steps and you're 10 feet ahead of me before I even got 1 foot out of the block, I was like, I'm fucking ruined. I'm fucking ruined here.
I don't hear the congratulations part.
Okay, congratulations to you, 250-pound bowling ball, for getting out of the box and smoking me before I even knew what the fuck was going on.
And now let's hope that Wendy can stay in our good graces until Camp Omelette to actually perform this part of the bet. Because you know what it's like working with Wendy. It's like when you see these old guys that have 9 fingers that work with alligators.
Yeah.
They're like, this finger? That's what happens when you work with alligators.
Stuck it in tractor motor.
Anyway, Wendy is the alligator in this thing, and here we are working with it again.
Hey, and we're not near done. We got a long ways to go right here now.
That'll depend on you, buddy.
I know. Well, listen, it's gonna be a good time no matter what for anybody, whether it's you or Gentry or me or anybody. if you want to live a long time, you got to fucking live, have a good time, man. Don't sweat the small shit. I understand that I fucking, this thing, my shoes didn't pay off. My fucking, I didn't wear my fucking.
Oh, getting played off. I love it.
I know. Jesse does that. And then he'll let me talk for 15 fucking minutes.
No, listen, if I hang up, it's all over with.
Yeah, please. Please hang up. I've had enough.
I don't give a fuck who. I'll see you at 9:30, Daddy.
All I can see is Fat Elvis sitting on the toilet. Took too many Vicodins. Too much whiskey.
Jesse, you're pissed off because you're ugly. Your kids are ugly. Your wife is ugly. Everybody in your family tree is ugly. Don't fuck with me, man. And you know.
That's going to do it for this episode of Running on Empty with Mr. Wendy. Finster was in control this week. So Mr. Wendy's out of here, which I kind of like that setup. Maybe we could lock that in for next episode. Well, Charles, if I were you, I would count my days. Too much liquor, too much booze, not enough pussy. It's a real problem for a guy like you. So long, everybody. Hopefully, see you again, God's willing.